Yes, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Eagle FM listeners, welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Matias Sangara. And as it has always been the case, we are at Early Morning Scoop from the hour of 6 until 7:30. And this is your platform that we discuss business. It's a platform that we discuss entrepreneurship. It's your platform that we analyze policies. We look at domestic policies on economics, on trade, and also how our country navigate the complexity of the global world, and how we can educate ourselves in terms of relevant matters, you know, in terms of things which are related to bread and butter and development of this country. So yeah, it's the first of August 2025. We are moving forward in terms of the year, and there's only a few months before we come to the end of the year. And it's also now the right time also to ask yourself, what have you done in the past 8 months? What are some of the achievements that you have done in your life? And also, what are some of the things that you are going to say you are very proud of, and some of the things that you really think you need to work on? Because it's beyond it's beyond the self, reflection, particularly when we are looking at how many months we have before we come to the end of this year. And we need to do an evaluation. Even when you need to do an evaluation at a professional level, at a personal level, and also at business level. If you are an SME operator, if you are a business person, look at what are some of the achievements that you have done, what are some of the challenges, and how you are going also to deal with those challenges, particularly looking at evaluation of your performance within the year. So yeah, we are indicating to you as always that this is the platform that we look at discussions which are thought-provoking, discussion which will allow us to come on the table, discussions which can accommodate various views, particularly when it's coming to national development, when it's coming to bread and butter issue, because we are saying this is not only a one directed conversation, but it's a conversation which we know we are always encouraging different views. We are always we are always encouraging constructive criticism, because after every deep conversation that we bring about, we always open the line so that those who can contribute, they can give their piece of or their take on the discussion on the table, because we believe that for us to build institutions, for us to build the state, we need people who have various views, people who have different proposal about a certain problem. And also, people who don't just agree on one thing, because the center of innovation, the center of critical thinking is on debate, is on evaluating what are some of the best, mechanism to achieve, our intended goal. Because we are saying, as long as Namibia is where it is, as long as, Namibia is where it is, in terms of, economic development, in terms of human development, in terms of, infrastructure, we'll continue to have this conversation. We'll continue to have this conversation because, although we may be at a different platform, we are always advocating for Namibia to move to another level. Namibia, where development is not only in terms of economic growth, where development is not only in terms of infrastructure, but indeed in terms of human development, in terms of human capacity, and also the ability of human beings or the ability of those citizens to partake in domestic economy. And yeah, we also look at international news. We also look at international news to connect you to the globe. What is happening at an international level? What is happening in terms of trade? What are some of the political communication, particularly from a stronger economy and also from developing economy, so that we can see how we can navigate? Because the world is a global village. You should not only look at what is in your country, because what happened outside can have direct and indirect impact into your operation. That's why we are always making sure that we look at what can we learn from what is happening around us. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio, for those of you who are still, you know, waking up, or some of you are on your way to work, some of you are at the gym, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. Yeah, before we go deep into the conversation for today, before we go to what we have on the table for today, so it's very important. So it's very important, especially when it's coming to you being up to date with what is happening around you, you being a very good citizen who understand economic matters. We are always indicating to you that follow us, follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow us in all our social media platform, follow us in all our social media platform, follow us, Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow Eagle FM Namibia on X, follow Eagle FM Namibia on Instagram, and indeed on LinkedIn, because when you follow us, you will be able also, to allow people who are following you to be having understanding or being updated when it's coming to domestic affairs, when it's coming to international affairs, because those who follow you will also be able to follow us, and indeed they will also not miss out, particularly when we look at issues of branded butter. And yeah, the other thing is also that we have our e-paper that is of course the Villager newspaper. So e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. So you can subscribe to the Villager newspaper by sending your name and save this number 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. So if you save that number every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, we'll be able to send you the Villager newspaper. You can download it out. Then you can also be able to see what is happening in Namibia in terms of food security, what is happening in Namibia in terms of opportunities, what is happening in Namibia in terms of green hydrogen, in terms of oil and gas, in terms of statistics, in terms of banking institutions, and also in terms of government policies, and also national development, particularly the current National Development Plan, that is NDP-6, always trying to interrogate it and also connect it to the activities which are happening, in Namibia, and also evaluating the activities which have happened and how we can learn from that. And yeah, we also touch on the issue of sport. That's why when you download the Villager newspaper, we are always indicating to you that if you are a researcher, if you are a student, if you are a professional, if you are a business person, you are a policy maker, policy researcher, make sure that you get time to go through the Villager newspaper every Monday morning, every Wednesday, and every Friday, because that is where you are going to get your tips. That is where you are also going to get, your point of departure when it's coming to your research. You are also going to get the center of how things are, and you can also be having access to the resources, because we are always trying to make sure that we analyze documents, we reference documents and institutions that they play a role in national development of the country. So apart from the Villager newspaper, you can also download the Eagle FM app. You can also download the Eagle FM app, because there are always those who are asking a lot of relevant questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are not being able to be connected to you. You are not at some area. We are indicating to you that in the world of digitalization, let us make sure that if you cannot get connected via the frequency, there is a better alternative and smart way of connecting to us. That is indeed by downloading our Eagle FM app. That is an app that you can use wherever you are in the world, as long as you can get connected to internet. It's an app that, when you download it, just go to Play Store, place in Eagle FM Namibia, look at that app, download the app. Then after downloading that app, you'll be able to listen to the program which are on air. You can also be able to listen to the previous program by looking at podcast, by looking at the podcast. That's why we are indicating to you that there is nothing to miss out, especially when you are dealing with Eagle FM app, because you can listen to the program at your own time, at your own pace, especially if you were busy, doing something of equal importance by the time that program is being played on air. And you can also follow us, or you can also listen to us online. Just press in, just Google and press in Eagle FM Namibia, then press that home, then you would be able also to listen to the program which are on air. The other one, before we go to what we have today, is Imba app. That is a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book. It's an app that you can download, especially if you find yourself in a situation where you do not have a hymn book and you are required to attend a certain event that you are required to sing, or you just need to update yourself when it's coming to hymn songs. And also, it could be you are a singer, it could be you are a church, staff, or just an ordinary citizen who, you lost your hymn book or you don't have a hard copy. We are saying don't scratch your head. Just make sure that, you familiarize yourself with Imba app so that, you can make your life more easier. You can make your life more easier and also work, together with, the world of digitalization, because we are saying, in this fast moving world, you need to make sure that you are not sleeping. You need to make sure that you are not sleeping, because by the time you wake up, people are already 30 miles away from where you are, and it's going to be very difficult for you to catch up. You are going to be that person who is asking a lot of questions, but if we are telling you to say work together with the world of digitalization so that you will be up to date and you will be on standard. So let's go to a commercial break, then from there we are going to look at what we have on the table. So we are here at the Early Morning Scoop. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. The time is 28 minutes past the hour of 6. And we are here until the hour of 7:30. And let us look at what is happening. Let us look at what is happening, especially when it's coming to Africa. It has been indicated that a lot of things are happening in Africa, especially look at Angola there, where the impact of petroleum or the impact of increment in terms of oil price cost, the havoc that was caused in Rwanda. But one of the trending story in Africa is presidents of African countries not willing to leave their seats. We have seen President of Cameroon. We have seen Paul Biya, who is 92 years old, going to run for the 8th term. And we are seeing a lot of presidents indicating that they don't want to leave their seats. But when you look at it's very interesting again, when you look at the Central African president, he also indicating that he's going to run for the 3rd term. Although his term was supposed to be 2 years, but in the past 2 years, his term was supposed to be 2 terms, but in the past 2 years, the government have tried, or they made sure that they abolish those term limits, then which allow the president to run again for the 3rd term. So let us look at this matter. Let us try also to interrogate this matter and what does it mean. How is it linked to the impact of what is he saying about African
titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest?
Yes, let us look at this matter. But it's also when you look at countries like Cote d'Ivoire, people are not willing to go home. Head of states are not willing to go home. Even if their term limits came to an end, there's still an option to run. And we have seen a trend in terms of African governance where, presidents, head of states, are using their power just to amend those constitution. To make sure that they are accommodated to run. They are accommodated to run for more than what has been on the table. Even when you look at the 3-year-old head of state from Ivory Coast, that is Rassane Ouattar, which indicated that he was also going to run for the 4th term, which is elections which are expected in a few months. And it's a question of asking governance. It's a question also of looking at the impact of this, because there are also those who are saying, no, people are the one who want me. Who am I to say no if the people have spoken? And you're asking yourself, which people are these? Find a person who is, especially in Cameroon, and 92, really, Africa this time, 92 is somebody who is, are not able. And how are we advising each other on that matter? If you are 92 years old, unless there's somebody behind you who want to use you, just as a forefront, where this person is going to take away also the natural resources. And when you talk about Africa having a population of young people who are 70% of the population is young people, and you look at what is happening, when are these young people going to be groomed, at least to either lead or being part of the structure of governance that will assist to give direction of the country? Because, you know, as the world is changing, we need people with capacity. We also need people who understand or who they can able to grab the first change, especially in terms of technology and also in terms of innovation. Let's look at Central Africa.
Central African Republic's incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra says he will run for a third term in office. He confirmed his bid on Saturday after his nomination as presidential candidate by his United Hearts Movement Party. Touadéra's current term was meant to be his last, but a 2023 constitutional referendum saw the two-term limit abolished. It also extended the presidential mandate from 5 to 7 years. Since taking office in 2016, the 68-year-old has enlisted outside forces to stay in power, including mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group, amid a persistent conflict. Since independence from France in 1960, the resource-rich country has witnessed waves of instability, including coups and rebellions. No date has been set for December's presidential, legislative, and local elections.
Yes, that is so when you talk about that is Africa for you. It's Africa for you, and it's not. It's a matter of law. What is the law saying? If the law is saying you must run for life, that is the law. But the question that you're asking yourself, is it a right law? Especially, is it good? Is it necessary? Or is it necessary for the development of Africa? Because at the end of the day, what is working is what is needed. Not to force things. What is working is what is needed. Because there is this saying, I think it's from Andrew Haywood, who indicated that, you know, power is something which is very different. And you cannot, the power is like energy. Or power is energy, actually. But especially the leadership and political power, you cannot see or touch power. But when you get it, you understand that power is very sweet. It's very difficult for you to release that power. That's why people talk about absolute power corrupt, you know, absolutely. And you find when a person find himself at the peak of leadership, they were never even thinking about becoming an ordinary citizen. And that is a problem that we have in Africa, especially when it's coming to life after, either life after politics or life after being at the top leadership for a very long time. And that's why you find a lot of people, they are clinging to power. They are clinging to power for a very long time, which may affect the trust also from outside, and also may affect the way the country is doing, because they are saying a good dancer must also know when he should leave the stage. But if you are staying on the stage for a very long time, you know, people can also get tired, and also people's attention also not really being on you. Yeah, that's why it's a question of asking, what is the relationship between good governance? What is the relationship between ethical principle and also African development? And what can we learn from that? Because this says a lot, not only about political leadership or about Africa in general, but something that has to do with a human being, to say, as Africans, how can we deal with these issues? How can we deal with these issues of too much power or inability, or very difficult for somebody to release power, not to manipulate laws to make sure that that person has been sitting for a very long time, but also to see how we can give others opportunities, because everybody must get also time to be at the dinner table, but not only at the dinner table to eat, but at the dinner table also to make sure that you distribute resources to others, so that you can also build your country. Yeah, we also need to look at South Africa. to South Africa, especially when it's coming to development, when it's coming to what's happening there. It's, we know that South Africa will host G20 summit in November, where developed countries, which include China, including Russia, include also US, Argentina, Brazil, and many other countries that estimated to hold 85% of the global economy will meet in South Africa. And there's always meetings, preparatory meetings before the main G20 summit. But one of them is one which was hosted by the Minister of Minerals, that is Gwen Matash. And it's also very crucial to look at what he has to say, particularly when it's coming to minerals in Africa, and also minerals, value addition, and also maybe what we can also get from there. So let's go to a very short commercial break, then we can listen to what the Minister of Minerals has to say.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM.
Yes, let's look at G20 stakeholders engagement meeting, especially when it has to come concerning mineral resources. And also, let us see what...
Just talking about capitalizing and ensuring that at least we do get a...
Let's shift our focus to this now. Minerals and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe says chrome and coal are the most critical minerals in South Africa. He says every mineral is critical as they all contribute to the creation of employment in the country. The minister is hosting the G20 Critical Minerals Stakeholders Engagement, convened under the theme Harnessing Critical Minerals for Inclusive Growth and Sustainable Development.
Resources countries face a predicament where they not only export minerals in raw form, but they equally export the jobs and profits. That ought to accrue to them, consequently perpetuating poverty and inequality. We're a friend of China. We're a big friend of China. And we're criticized for that. Why are we friendly to China? It's the biggest trading partner of South Africa. But we want a discussion with China. They can't build a bigger chrome industry than us when we mine chrome. The bigger chrome industry must be here because we're the biggest chrome miner in the world. We can't allow our chrome to be exported. It is kept, and then we flood the market later on. Prices collapse. We cannot allow that. We must add value to our chrome, to our manganese, to all our minerals here. So that issue is quite important.
Yes. Yes, that was Gwen Matashe. So Minister of Minerals in South Africa, and he has strong views, especially when it's coming to resources, especially when it's coming to resources. When he is talking about being the biggest miner of chrome, this chromium mineral, indicating that although being a main trading partner with countries like China, China cannot have bigger industry in terms of chrome than South Africa, which is the one which is mining, the biggest countries in terms of mining of chrome in the world. And he's indicating that, you know, this thing should stop. And this is some of the critical discussion that are going to be on the table, especially when it's coming to G20. But it's a question of whether what will happen after the discussion, because, you know, these things that we are talking about, especially when you speak about mineral beneficiation or adding value, it's a discussion which has been on the table. It's a discussion which has been on the table. When you look at the pronunciation of our previous presidents, when you look at the pronunciation of our current president, particularly when you look at Namibia, we always talk about having minerals, but we are not able to benefit really fully from it because we are not adding value, and we are exporting work, because we are giving other people opportunities to get jobs that we could have already created in the country. Because and the question that you're asking yourself is that the person who is buying from you, is this person willing also to assist you to build the industry? Or this person is only happy when you are selling raw materials? What skills can you learn from that? It's the same thing that we have been putting on the table to say, when Namibia is one of the largest producers of uranium, but we do not have factories, we do not have industry where we can add value to our uranium. Same way with the diamonds, same with many other mineral resources that we have. Go to DRC and see the situation where, look at the situation of the people, look at the situation of those who are mining, look at the scale of human development, particularly to those who are from the rich mineral area. But when you compare it to the world, when you look at the statistics about the wealth of that country and where the minerals are going and how they are going to be used, it's a question of that we need to ask. And that is Gwen Matashe is one of the senior politicians in South African politics, and he has been around for a very long time. He served in the administration of both presidents, from Nelson Mandela, Thabo Mbeki, Kgalema Motlanthe, Jacob Zuma, and now Cyril Ramaphosa. He's one of the very powerful politician, and he has been in that industry of minerals and energy for a very long time. Most of you know him, especially during that time of South Africa was really in load shedding. There's been a lot of critical discussions, particularly when it's coming to energy and also trade, and he has strong views. If you go back and follow him and research about him, especially when it's coming to relationship of South Africa and also a powerful country like the US, the one guy who said if US continue to threaten them with tariffs, they will also not trade in terms of minerals. But he's somebody that very interesting to follow, and also look at not only his views, but the views of South Africans, and also the views of African leaders. But although things like this are happening, African leaders have also realized to say, these cards, we are not going to win them as long as we are continue to be exporters of raw materials, and also not adding values to our resources. And there is a discussion to follow up. It's a discussion to follow up, and it's something that we need to look at. And when you also look at the other news, look at imposition. I think this is something that we've been telling you: imposition of tariffs again to developing country and also emerging economy. We are seeing US giving 50% tariffs to Brazil again, and also imposing tariffs on critical materials, critical products, those who are, which are exported to the US market. And something that we really need to be concerned about, especially those countries that we are trading with, and how we can navigate that space. So let us look at the commercial break, then we can bring you what we have on the table today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And this is your economic conversational program. We are here until the hour of 7:30. And yeah, we have around 40 minutes before we come to the end of our program. And we are always indicating to you that after every conversation that we bring about, we have a democratic right to exercise your freedom of speech and expression by bringing your views on the table, especially when it's coming to what we put on the table. You have contribution and questions, you can call us at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. Today we are looking at the relationship between micro-lending and human development. What is micro-lending and also human development? And looking back to problems that we have been having in Namibia, especially when you talk about businesses, one of the conversation which was on the table or which has been on the table is that the difficulties of small businesses to stand up or to take off from the ground due to finance. The difficulties of, small businesses to take off You've been thinking about, no, you see somebody selling fat cakes or somebody selling fruits for a very long time. Just a box of fruits every day for the past 5 years, for example. And one of the questions is that, you know, one of the critical area that was on the table is that, no, it's very difficult for this business to grow because there is no financial boost. There is no financial assistance. The stock is very small. It's very difficult to expand because a person is on, you know, a person is on surviving mode. And the other thing is also the complaint that they've been given, especially to Development Bank of Namibia, complaint from, you know, small business operators to say, no, you guys, you can't give us loans. You have collaterals. Okay, let us take the caller. Hello.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. So how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Good.
Mm.
So if we contribute this time here, or we only wait until around 7?
No, it's not a problem. We can start now. We can contribute.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Yes, we are listening.
So, yes. Thank you very much for the opportunity given to me.
Yeah.
Just to say, yes, it's true. There are those who do not really respect the law.
Yeah.
What the law says. What the law is. So then, of course, they extend and things like that. That maybe, I don't know the circumstances.
Yeah.
That lead to extension. The rule, the mandate of ruling, like that. After 5 years and things like that.
No.
But still,
yeah.
This is with all the good governance structure.
Yeah.
That are there.
Yeah.
There are always those who are trying to take, who always try to take advantage of the situation. So, for example, there are even the latest one happening in Angola.
Yeah.
So that, this one, we need to have a genuine demonstration.
Yeah.
You know, demonstration.
Yeah.
Now that it's turned into riots and all this rooting and the rebellion.
Yeah.
This kind of rebellion, anyway.
Yeah.
That's how I describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fueled by the people, because I could see people saying, Unita, you know, can you see
But I think politicians also, they get the opportunity to use scales also to push their agenda.
They did not see the flag.
No, I know. I'm still watching.
So the flags that you are watching, maybe you are watching something that has ended. Now the flags and all these things, people are saying, Unita.
And that country suffered for a very long time, especially during civil war.
I don't want to meet a dog in the street, my friend. They take stones because they bite people. So now, those are some of the, that's why the president, they were talking about internal issues. People who are foiling those things within ourselves. We still do not accept the governance that Africa is governing itself. We ourselves, we want to turn our country into ungovernable.
But is it only coming from people, or is also from those who are given power also to lead?
Yes, maybe in the situation like you say, somebody extended a thing like that.
Do you know how many presidents in Africa extended their term?
You know, sometimes it's to avoid the complete stability and this. And the maybe the rooting of the country.
But if you are running for the 8th term, you are 92 years, is that to still avoid stability?
What are the reasons that they are giving? What are their grounds?
No, if you are 92 years old and you are running for the 8th term and you have been running that country for the past 40 years, why can't you give opportunity to others?
Yeah, so there are those kind of greediness and things like that.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is my reasoning. That, like I said, I thought maybe there could be some other, you know, grounds.
Yeah.
That way we people can believe it. Yes. If this election or whatever takes place.
Yeah.
We could be killed. Just look at what's happened in Kenya. And even before the current president.
Yeah.
People were saying, you know, this current president, they are not in good terms with the former president.
Yeah.
They know these things.
Yeah.
So the people have to make sure that the people who can easily, potentially create chaos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how they play the politics there. And people could not understand that. They say, no, why is it not, why is it siding with Odinga and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
If they have sided with that one first.
Yeah.
I mean, he sided with that one first, with the current president now. So that election might not have taken place even now. Maybe we are not going to have Kenya now.
But who is putting Ruto under pressure? Do we have four forces behind that? Because Ruto has been a very promising president. Yes, they used to call him the future of Africa. But where he is now, he's at the corner.
Well, it's because of the fooling of the puppets and all these other things. And then now the people who are there.
Yeah.
The masters,
yeah,
they are taking advantage of, and they are being used to now destroy the country. So maybe this one was a demonstration in Angola. It was genuine, but yeah. Looking at issues, I don't think it was a genuine thing.
Uh-huh.
So it might have been fooled. And or people just took advantage and say no.
But
how do you destroy your country now? Even if you are a position or whatever, you need to.
Yeah.
Are
you
going to destroy the country? Mm. If some people was here, maybe the country civil war could have started again this time.
No, the Savimbi is still there.
Yes, he's still there, no. But his influence and this.
No, they still. There's still another one.
How do we deal with those things now? I'm asking you a question. And
no, no, it's not actually my question. It's actually of the public. It's actually a question of the public to say, how do we deal with our governance issue? How do we deal with our civilian, especially?
Remember, those people are the ones who are fueling social and political conflict, unrest in the country. So if you don't deal with them, and don't handle the peace, or the government machinery or state machinery.
Are you jogging?
Yes, I'm jogging.
Oh,
so I guess I'm done, so you can continue with your discussion. But and then I'll talk about access to small medium enterprise later.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Good.
Yes, let's go to a commercial break. Then we'll see what we see.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Let us look at what we have on the table for today. We are talking about micro-lending. We are talking about micro-lending and also human development. Because, a lot of reasoning, especially when SMEs, when young people, we have been talking in the public, is to say we do not have access to funds to start our businesses. Because we do not have collaterals, banks are asking us, what do you have so that we can attach to these loans that we are giving to you? You don't have a house, you don't have a standing property, and we cannot trust you with money. So now, there is a question on the table, especially, yesterday, something very interesting happened, especially when MTC Namibia, in partnership with Letsego Namibia, launched Tamba MTC Maris Instant Loan Service. And that is a service that is giving small loans to people who, do not have payslips, to people who do not have, standing income, and also to people who, don't meet the requirements to get assistance from, financial institutions. Now, what have happened is also that, the CEO of Letsego Microfinancial Services Namibia, that is Melvin Angola, stated that, you know, this service will assist ordinary Namibians to get assistance, you know, from 100 to 1,500. And there are terms that you are going to repay this. It's operating the same as Tamba that has been around at your phone. You get the credit, then you repay back when you get money. And in this case, this one is going to assist, especially, you know, talk about taxi drivers, you talk about small traders, you talk about the meme who is selling Kapana, talk about the barbershop owners, you talk about those startups, those very small, that is called informal, you know, business, because these people do not have even accounts. Now, this thing, it's a double-edged sword, because some people are saying, no, it's actually a very good thing, but if you are already struggling to pay $4 for Tamba, what about 1.5 to start your business or to boost the operation of your business? Think at it like this way. Assisting a person, debt is not a problem. Debt is not a problem, especially when they are used for imported things, when they are used especially in business, that you are getting this more assistance so that you can get your stock. But when you are misdirecting what you are getting to do your other things, then you continue to put yourself again in trouble. Then there will be a continuation of challenges that we are seeing in the society. And the other time people were talking about, you know, they're talking about teachers who, not only teachers, but many Namibians who go through a lot of problems due to financial issues. Talk about Namibians who, you know, some of them, they end up even taking their own lives because of, you know, what is called loan sharks. If a person looking at you that and you are working and is in that financial services, this thing is legal anyway. It's financial services. Then you qualify to get the amount of money. Then you find yourself in problem, not able to pay it back on time, which is bring some people into a lot of difficult situation. Marriage have ended because of this thing. People lost relationship because of this thing. People lost public trust. People lost happiness because of, you know, having a lot of, you know, loans and also owing people a lot of money. Now, the other thing is also those, there are also those who are getting loans. And there are also some who have been getting loans from, their relatives who have pay slips, and they are getting money on their behalf to support this one who do not have a pay slip to start their own business. And they've been doing very well. Now, the question that we're asking ourselves is that, how is this going to impact human development? How is this going to impact human development? And is it really important for me to get the money that I'm not going to use it well? Is it really important for me to, you know, to get this financial assistance, but I'm not really taught how to handle it very well? It's really important for me, because this financial institution, because when you look at, for example, BON, when they come up with their financial sector transformation strategy 2025 to 2035, one of the things that they put on the table is that they want to increase accessibility of financial services to people, especially those who are in the rural area. People should be able to get assistance in terms of finance, should be able to access banking, and should be able also to transfer, send money, so that it's easy for business. Now, this initiative is brought, it's on the table and rolling, and the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how can this going to impact Namibia? Is it going to be the same as people to continue going to owe, you know, financial lenders? Because if you look at for example, the report from NAMFISA, especially looking at the year 2024, where, you know, Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority, that's NAMFISA, which is regulating non-banking financial sector, you know, indicate to say, in 2024, by the end of 2024, Namibia owed around 8.1 billion to financial lenders. That is what is owed already, 2024. Why are we in this situation? And the other time we have a conversation regarding the capacity and also ability of a person to handle a finance, that is financial literacy. We're talking about financial literacy. Is it really going to be necessary, or is it going to put a lot of people again in the bad, at the burden? Because when you look at Tamba, Tamba tested us to say, how do you deal with money? And a lot of people did not know this. Tamba is like the money that you get and you cannot handle very well, because you are saying, I'm in a difficult situation. I need 500 fast. Then you go to a financial lender. Then they say, no, we are giving you this 500, but when you come back, you give us around 700. You understand? To you, you look at it like, no, it's a very small amount. But if you continue doing that, or even when you are doing it with your friend at a consistent time, it also says a lot about the way we handle finance. Now, imagine yourself having a business which is operating at 40 million, for example, standing at 40 million. Then you realize to say, at this point, I need around 100 million fast, so that I can boost my stock, so that I can do that. Then you find yourself at bigger debts, the same. Because when you cannot handle Tamba, for example, just look at your financial, and I'm very happy when my colleagues are also discussing this thing, and it's a very good thing also to look at this thing, to say, if I'm already struggling to pay back Tamba, what is it saying? What is it saying about the way I handle finance? Do we need to understand to say, Tamba is a very good thing, for example, but I need that when I'm in a very difficult situation, not only when I want to call somebody first, when you are at a very critical situation, to say, no, this one is a moment where I need money. It's a moment when I need credit so I can do a certain thing, or so I can, call this person, it's a very important business meeting, for example, or I'm at a very difficult situation because of my safety. There's still an alternative way. Or you lost your money, but there's still an alternative way how you can communicate and you get home. And now, looking at the standard of little amount of credit that is being given, at this rate now, when our citizens are going to understand that, you know, based on the way you deal with MTC, or based on the way you deal with this financial, it's not only MTC, Maris loan service that we are talking about, but just in general, when you are telling an ordinary Namibian, particularly our citizens who are at the rural area, to say, now you qualify to get 1,500 because of the way you have been performing, you are already being assessed, and you qualify, you don't have a payslip, you are not, and you do not have even a bank account, you can still get this money, because it's really with good intention to say it's for those who are at the periphery of the main structure of resource distribution. Then this person, when you tell this person you are qualified to get this amount of money, without giving this person education to say, that is still your money. And when you don't use it very well, you are also putting yourself in trouble. And when you find yourself in a situation to say, no, you owe this amount of money, then you don't have a turnaround strategy. Then it's not going to be different from what is called loan sharks, because the problem is not accessibility. The problem is how you handle that resources. Is how you handle that resources. Are you going to use this money for a good intention? And when this thing, there used to be this memes, which is indicating to say, no, the face that is given to a financial institution, especially when they are telling you, when they are giving you financial assistance, they are giving you a very smiley face. But when they are coming to correct their properties, they are sending a different guy who do not smile. People that you don't see. People who can come and collect their properties. And what is also, what I've also seen is that when I'm looking at this, is to say this service has also limits. And this service has also, it's the same as other financial institutions giving you assistance. they can still come and ask you the way they're asking you to pay their tamba. They can still come and asking you. They can still give you sometimes. And there's nothing without punishment. But what I can say is that this, the services like this, what happened, it's a very good thing. It's really a very good thing, especially when we have been talking about us not having collaterals. Now collaterals are not there. Your collaterals are the data which is analyzed to say how much money you qualified based on you being, you know, a client of MTC, for example. Or you can get money now without working. But as long as you are promising that you're going to pay the money back, as long as you are operational, as long as you are doing business, for example, as long as you are boosting your stock, because imagine having a stock of maybe 600, then you boost it with 1.5, then how much is going to triple, you know, what you have, and how much you are going to make from that stock, because at a bigger scale, it's like every smaller business, every SME has a boost of 1.5. Just to give an example, have a boost of 1.5. Every SME has a boost of 1,500. How are you going to do that? What difference is this man going to make in the lives of people? But it's also, we are also going to see at an evaluation. We are also going to see at an evaluation to say how do people get access to this? Because it's like you are giving a person resources without teaching a person how to handle the resources. It's like this thing of continue giving us food. When the government is giving us food, they are giving us aid, Bengal's maize and oil, a little bit of fish and also dry meat. Then our leaders, they come and take pictures with people who are struggling. You take pictures, you know, this time our governor office did this, our councillor did this, which is really, you can say it's a good thing, but these people can still continue to look for food from you if you are not teaching this person how to produce, you know, their own food. Because this is a short-term assistance, but when you compare it again to financial literacy, giving me access to finance, giving you opportunity to open a bank account is a very good thing. But maintaining that account needs some education. That's why I think it's something that we really need to discuss about, because it's not only going to impact the smaller businesses or these people who are getting assistance, also the business themselves, because it's a relationship, it's a money relationship between the financial lender and those who are receiving that assistance. So if those clients are not educated, they're also going to put problems in what you expect to come back, because at the end of the day, it's business. Let's go to...
Super bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 149.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lavi's disposable nappies, 49.99 Namibian dollars for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 2 liters Sunlight Fabi softener, just 46.99 Namibian dollars, and 750 milliliters Sungel dishwashing liquid costs only 16.99 Namibian dollars. That's USave prices, where you save, I save, we all save at USave.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are here until the hour of 7:30. We have around 13 minutes there before we come to the end of our conversation. But we need to look at this conversation. What is the problem with us Namibians and also Africans? And what is the contribution of, accessing to finance to human development and also economic development? Because what people do not know is that in a developing economy, informal market is what is keeping the growth of the economy. Informal market is what is keeping the growth of the economy. And one of the things which is showing the health of a financial system is financial securitization. How long does that money keep circulating around? Money going to a taxi driver, money going to Meme selling Kapana, money going to pay for a school fee of the kid, money come back home after, you know, you sell something or after you get the salary. But it's moving around that informal economy. That is how the economy grow. Now, how do we give our smaller businesses, our informal traders, education that will allow them to access this, finance and use them wisely? Because now, an SME now is now at the same level with a bigger corporation, because a bigger corporation is getting money from financial institution based on their size. But with the small size of the business now, you can also get money based on your size, like the services which are coming now. But now, how is now your pace in terms of growth? How is your pace in terms of growth? Or is going to put you in trouble? Because it's a question of the mindset. And it's also a question of what we do. It's the same thing with civic education. It's the same thing with civic education. People are taught how to vote. People are taught how to vote. But not really the necessity of voting, but you want your country to develop. You want your country to develop. And one of the best way to show that, this is way what you want is through analysis of, voting. A lot of people, they just look at voting as, something that is your civic obligation to do as a citizen. But the data of voting is very important in national development. It's also very important to make laws and also to assess yourself, because the report of voting is telling you to say, these people are very happy with me, they are promoting me, and I should continue doing what I'm doing. Or these people are not happy with me, that's why you see the trend voting pattern. And that's how development starts. Because leaders realize to say, this is how the citizens are feeling. It's not only for the sake of talking, it's when they vote. They say, no, we are happy with your leadership. We like what you put on the table. This is how we are going to promote you. And this is how also we are going to show you that we are also not happy with what you are doing. And other people now use the trick of, in Africa in general, you find those who use the trick of playing with numbers. Now, it comes to the point when you are playing with numbers, when you are playing with statistics, to make you score 99% of the votes, then you find yourself, what is happening in terms of statistics is not what is happening on the ground, where people are really not happy, but you are not able to see how unhappy are they because of, cooking of number and all those things. But what we are talking about is this, the question of, financial education is also a question of, how are these things going to impact human development? Because what is needed in Namibia, because when you talk about economic inequality, the other time we're talking about economic inequality, you're talking about Namibia as a country, the country that we are in, with highest rate of inequality in the world in terms of economic inequality. Yes, a lot of this blame has to go to, it was going to the former colonial masters, but there is also a lot for us to be blamed on. Not really to be blamed for the sake of being blamed on, but a lesson to learn to say we are the second highest unequal country in terms of economic equality in the world, where you have few people who hold the means of production, or few people who hold the means of production, and many of them, or majority of them, who have little to no access to the economic resources of, of the country. Now, prioritizing now SMEs, how are they going to, and I want our SME operators, especially those who do not have bank accounts, to go and try and see how this, a financial assistance is going to help. Because now there's no more a question of, because it's also now time for us to implement. There's no more a question of, there's no collaterals, the banking system is corrupt, they are not assisting us. Now, You don't need money to get money. You don't need anything to get money. You just need to have your idea, and you just need to have something that you have already started. Then we see how is your finance going to be like, especially with this new, you know, financial services. It's happening in Kenya. It's been happening in Kenya. Though Kenya was a bit in chaos in terms of how they do things on the other front. But when you look at Kenya startups in it's Kenya and Egypt and also Rwanda. When you look at the way they deal with their startups, businesses, when you look at the way they handle their SME policies, when you look at the way they look at policies of innovation, you'll be able to understand that even in terms of financial inclusion, which is not only something that is it has to be done in Africa, something also that you look at it, the pattern of financial inclusion necessary for economy and human development. Is it going to give us assistance, or is it going to put us in another trouble, like what Namibians, what we owe at 8.1 billion to loan sharks, to loan sharks, and this is still going to eat us? Because look at it this way. Look at it this way. Okay. You owe a financial lender your the government that you're operating in, or the country also is owing. Now your SME again is also finding it very difficult. But it's something that we need to look at. Let us look at the caller. Hello?
It's just a minute to talk about this point.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
You see, that's a good idea, because Leseho as a company and many others.
No, they are working together. Okay.
Yeah, it's good that they really reconsider working with their own people whom they have been working with.
Yeah.
Because these masses, especially these low-income land earners.
Yeah.
Those are the have been the clients of Leseho.
Yeah.
Even from the time when it was EduTech, I think it was EduTech.
Oh.
That's where we used to get our money to study.
Mm.
So, like myself, I did them with, you know, EduTech, you know, those things.
Oh.
And they have been in the business, and now that's why, you know, they could now help assistant. Especially the, you know, the, what is it, the law earners, major income, or how do you call it?
Yeah. Even
so now, it's good now that, yes, they have seen and they have also realized that, yes, these are the people who have built up the company.
Yeah.
And many a times, it's not only the sense, I'm not attacking them, I'm just congratulating them.
Yeah, because they are working together with MTC.
MTC is good. MTC is one of the companies that really pour their heart and into the community.
But there's a question here, ne? Mm. Yeah, because that one is part of Tamba initiative to say if Namibians are already struggling even to pay the credit of Tamba, it can even take them 1 month to pay that $7. How about them getting access to around 1.5? Are we not going to be in debt again, or we need to educate ourselves on that?
Yeah, no. We definitely, there's nothing wrong to you to be in debt.
Yeah.
As long as it's not beyond your means.
Yeah.
And now that you're talking about education and all these things that comes in, and that is the number one issue that we need to deal with.
Yeah.
You see, this thing can also be expanded. Like, for example, there are those even retired, the retired people.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you can, if there can be a really organized kind of a structure.
Yeah.
People can really be coordinated and everything
in the
same way that the commercial banks are doing and things like that.
Yeah.
Then the issue of the problem of collateral security, even for those who want to build their homes in the periphery areas and all this other thing. So to be a thing of the past. Even there could be people who are even investing in their energies and their resources if they are coordinated effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So if their resources are coordinated effectively, even the graduate should also come up with initiative and say, yes, There are opportunity there. These are the people who have got the money. Yeah. These are the people where they think, because the money is there.
No, the money is
within the community.
Yeah.
You just need to mobilize that financial resources and the capital, you know, thing. And so then, so that the people can start, even the investor can then become it. Not the way the things is happening in Angola and many other countries. No, no, no. Please, that cannot be tolerated.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so please, let's use the, create some structures.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the MTC, if MTC is doing that, MTC is the government most. Is that maybe they are still, their management and leadership is more effective, perhaps. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's one of that those companies, yeah.
One of the what?
It's one of the companies which are doing the most, and we must appreciate where we have to appreciate also.
Yes, emulate their leadership and management style so that you can also make progress.
But yeah, they must also teach us what tricks are they using to keep their governance that way.
It's just in, you see, the capital manager has been there. It's just initiating from the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the leadership and management, so they just work together and communicate.
Maybe accommodating also new ideas from people.
Obviously, you cannot do it alone. You need to make sure that the kind of stakeholder engagement and within the, you know, the company, just like the way you are doing, you're also doing a good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, man.
All right, cool.
Good.
Yes, we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. They were looking at micro-lending and also the ability of SMEs to boost, and also informal market also to get financial boost, and also what is access to financial service mean to an ordinary Namibian? What is access to financial service mean to a smaller business? And also how these things are going to impact us, how they are going to impact the finance and also the human mind and also the thinking. And are we going to see a celebration, or we are going to see a lot of chaotic people not happy because they are not able to pay back their timber in terms of what is now happening? But yeah, it's a question of analyzing to say, if you look at it from this perspective, it will or it may assist in terms of business expansion, and those who are very serious and are going to use this opportunity, there will be no, it's also one way to fight poverty, because you have access to finance now, just use that finance to make more money. Then, for us who are not handling things very well, it's also going to be another burden. And it's also going to teach us a lot, it teach us a lesson, because, this more money, unlike you owing 40,000 or owing, 1 million. But now, if you are, you have to deal with, if you can manage 1.5 loan from this service, you can still, be able to upgrade and also manage bigger things, because they are saying good debts, especially well invested, the good debts are very good for growth, and, rich people have, good debts. But yeah, it's a question of debate, but, it's something that we need really to look at, and, we see if we can use it for good. Now, we are coming to the end of our conversation. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with unpacking the day. And bye-bye for now. We are at end of early morning scoop. And yeah, enjoy your August. We are moving. And it's almost the end of the year.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated
great
team
news
that can travel
Inbud just
anywhere.
Got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Inbud? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Inba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Inba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.